Postseason basketball is all about adjustments, and in Game 2, Memphis made theirs right out of the gate. Head coach Dave Yeager said his team didn't like the way the Thunder took charge in the opening half of Game 1 in the series, and so they made it a point, led by former OSU Cowboy Tony Allen, to come out swinging.
You know, they hit us pretty hard. You know, in the first half of Game 1, they hit us really hard and then like to prove a point or something, and they maybe had more urgency or what focus or whatever. But I thought our urgency was there, but it was a steadiness, you know, especially on the road. You got to keep a level head and keep your composure, and you don't get too high and you don't get too low. You got to just stay the course, and which we did, which is important because we weren't celebrating when we were up 4 or up 5 with a minute left to go.
Leading the charge for their defense was former OSU Cowboy Tony Allen, who aggravated Kevin Durant into 12 of 28 shooting from the floor. KD did get 36, including a terrific four-point play that helped to send it into overtime. But that's where Memphis really took control, winning it 111-105 with the benefit of the extra period. Allen afterwards talked about his charge of guarding KD.
Kevin Durant, lead scorer in the league, all-star. Probably one of the greatest in the game right now. But it's just a competition at the end of the day. And basically, it ain't about me or nothing. It's about, you know, the Grizzlies.
Well, in the first quarter, you know, we couldn't make a shot. I don't know what we ended up shooting, like 25%. Give them some credit, obviously. But we didn't make shots. And a lot of times that happens. And you have to keep your defense in check. You know, we gave up 24 points in the fourth quarter, or in that first quarter. You know, when you're not making shots, you got to continue to try to get to the basket and try to get to the free throw line. We got to look at some film and get better the next couple of days.
Thunderhead coach Scott Brooks now preparing his team to make adjustments of their own, heading to Memphis for Game 3 on Thursday with the series tied at 1 apiece. In Oklahoma City, I'm Brent Weber, KOSU.